77 WABC.
This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
No, I get by with a little help from my friends.
If you do an analysis, you're seeing that there are no injuries to students. There are no injuries to the protesters. The police department has maintained the discipline that is needed. We cannot go on college grounds without the permission of the faculty, the president, and the other members of the institutions. If they request us to go on to dismantle tents or any illegal behavior, we'll do so. Or if there's an imminent threat to someone's life or serious to property, we will also go on the grounds as well.
I guess there's none of that at this point. Are they breaking windows? It's a real insurrection, hanging into fodder flags, but it's all good. They're just a bunch of good kids out there doing what their First Amendment right is, protesting. Right, Adams? I mean, Jesus. You know, I haven't spoken to one person yet, not one person, lawyer, politician, not one, who hasn't said that Mayor Adams and this city at this point, even before this insurrection last night, can absolutely go in there and dismantle and arrest, just like they're doing at Yale. I know they called it Yale. I know that. But do you think if Rudy Giuliani was still mayor, he'd be sitting around with his finger up his ass or having a shot at Cindy Adams' birthday party while Jewish students were being terrorized on a New York campus? I don't know, Rudy. I think I know you're pretty good at this point, you and Andrew. I got to think that you don't give a rat's ass whether the school calls or not. You're in there breaking this thing up, yes?
No, Sid, first of all, I do have to correct you. I might be at the birthday party. The thing about the finger up the – I wouldn't have done that. That one I'm not like Biden, you know. I don't like little children touching the.
I never like little children touching the hair on my legs.
Only perverts do that.
Right, true.
In any event, you're absolutely right. You're 100% right. I don't know what the man is talking about. I don't even want to say anything bad about him because I think he's so irrelevant. I mean, how stupid is that? Columbia is not free from all the rules of the city. In my apartment, if I'm doing the things they're doing in Columbia, they can break in. So people are getting beaten, people are getting harassed, we can go on and on and on. They've they're erecting Palestinian flags all over the place. They're yelling about killing Jews. When did you ever think, except for Dinkins, we'd have a mayor who would have who would sit around and allow people to even say that? I would have been in there a long time ago and cleaned them out, and they'd have built what NYU did. They would have been required to build inside there the impossibility of setting up a Palestinian enclave. Number two, they'd all be arrested. They'd be fingerprinted. They'd be photographed. The ones who are American citizens would be released. The ones who aren't would be turned over to INS. And I'd buy the damn facility for them to put them in, because every single foreigner, legal or illegal, that's participating in that is cooperating with an enemy of the United States, Palestine. So cut the garbage about Palestine also. Palestine, whether they're all Hamas or not, they're all enemies of the United States of America. They've demonstrated it hundreds of times by yelling death to America. They demonstrated it many, many times by participating with Hamas and killing Jews and Americans.
You know, just to stop you for 1 second, to your point, to emphasize your point, because I'm sick of this too already, the quote-unquote innocent Palestinians. I know you know this. They vote 90% of the time with Hamas.
Yeah.
And when they were bringing the hostages back into Gaza on trucks and vans, and they're all beat up and bloodied and raped, the actual Palestinian civilians were smacking the hostages across the face, and little kids were throwing candy at them. Enough with the innocent Palestinians. I'm not sure they exist.
They were innocent Germans too, too. And we bombed Berlin anyway and killed the civilians.
Japanese too.
And Churchill wouldn't hear anything from Roosevelt about civilians or whatever. And he had a pretty good argument. They came and killed us. You know what? They'll never come and kill us again if we kill them. Never again. You think the Germans will go kill the English anymore?
Rudy, we did the same thing in Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Oh, we did it, of course. To save American lives, we deliberately destroyed hundreds of thousands of innocent Japanese lives. Do I think it was a hard decision, a difficult decision? One, I'd have to have a hard time explaining to God, yeah, would I have done it? 100%. Right away, days before Truman did it, because Truman didn't know what the hell was going on. And he had to rely on the communists around him in order to make the decision. I'd have made that decision the day they made me vice president.
Yeah. I want to play something for you, because I know you love this guy, too, as I do. He's on my show every Monday. One of Trump's best buddies like you, Steve Bannon. Him and I talked about 1968. I was born in 67, Rudy. I can't, I mean, I've learned, I've read, I've talked to people, but I was one. You were there. You know about it. We made the comparison between 68 and 2024. That's been a popular comparison these days. And Bannon said 68 was much worse. Here's what Steve Bannon had. No, he said it's much worse right now. Excuse me. Here's what Steve Bannon had to say.
Look, it's going to be much worse than 68, but let me take on that. Number one, this is much deeper than 68. 68 was terrible and very violent, but that was all about the draft. It wasn't about the Vietnamese people. As soon as the draft went away, all the violent protests stopped. This was about saving their own ass. They didn't want to serve their country. This was all about the draft. This is why they sold out the same liberals and Democrats in the early 70s after Nixon was kicked out from Watergate. They sold out the people in Southeast Asia. This is why you had Pol Pot. You had 30 million people slaughtered because the communists came in there, because we retreated, because the liberal Democrats wanted us to retreat. 68 was about these pansies saving their ass from the draft. This is far deeper. This is about the United States of America. People better wake up to this. People throughout the country, oh, this is about Israel and the Jewish people. I said, no, it's not. This is about the foundational elements of the Judeo-Christian West and the shining light of that's the United States of America. That's why they're here, and that's what's got to be cleaned out. And you have to say, we're not going to put up with any nonsense here. Take those kids in Columbia, New York, send them to the tombs. Right. Let them sit there and rot there for 30 days. Treat them like they're treating Peter Navarro. Peter Navarro is in a federal prison for 4 months for standing up to Nancy Pelosi. Give them the Peter Navarro treatment and deport. And the faculties, remember, the kids are not the problem. The kids are a symptom of a problem. Those encampments are a symptom of the neo-Marxists that run these universities. And that's why the donors don't get a free pass here. Just like I say, I'm going to cuff my donations. Well, look, dude, you underwrote this for 30 years. These are the same guys in revolt in BLM, because underneath that was not about race in the United States. It was about a neo-Marxist takeover of this country. And if people don't step up to this now, it's only going to metastasize and get worse. And yes, I think the Democratic convention this year is going to be in chaos, because the Democrats, this is their governing philosophy. They are essentially neo-Marxist.
Bannon, 2024, worse than 68. What does Rudy Giuliani say?
I, of course, agree with my friend Steve in a lot of ways, but I disagree with him, too. Do I think this is worse? 100%, we agree. Do I think it's very different? No, I don't. I think it's it looks different. It's inspired by the same communist movement that inspired that. They were just further along. We're further along now. We're there. I mean, in many ways, we are a communist country. We almost have the economy of one. We have a judicial system that may be worse than some countries who are under communist rule. So this is a continuum, Sid. I mean, if it goes back to when Marx wrote Das Kapital in 1850, and they've been coming in, coming out, trying anything they can do, the Russians and the Chinese and a couple of others, and that whole thing there about the Vietnam War, they were able to get more decent people to agree with that because there were more arguments. I know Steve and I don't agree on this, but there were more arguments for and against the Vietnam War. The Vietnam War wasn't a 100% pure war. This is a 100% pure war. They walked into Israel unannounced and killed 1,200 innocent people. Okay, it's 9/11 on September 11 all over again, except in Israel, with an announcement they want to destroy the Jewish people. So it's the worst that we faced since Hitler, really, and it's the worst that we faced since the SS. Everybody there who expresses any kind of loyalty to Palestine, if not an American citizen, even on a visa, should be deported from the United States. They don't belong here. They have lost their privilege to be here. And we have to remember, they have no right, not a single person on a visa. You see some Italian with a visa who's not an American citizen, that guy has no right to be here. And I love Italians, but he's got no right to be here. He's here because I allow him to be here.
Right.
And the minute he takes a position that makes me the slightest worried about my country, I throw them the hell out.
Get them out.
Now, that's how you protect a country. That's what a Ronald Reagan does. That's what a Donald Trump does. That's what the communist-infiltrated Democratic presidents didn't do fast enough. And we got into terrible. I mean, they got us into the damn Vietnam War, not a Republican.
No, there's no question they did. And that's where it's similar. Now, four more minutes to go, but I want to get to Biden because I had Alan Dershowitz on moments ago. I know you heard a lot of it. And he said,
I heard the whole thing.
Yeah, he said Joe Biden did last week what he claimed Trump did in Charlottesville, which Trump didn't do, because what Trump said was there are good guys on both sides except the Nazis. But the media cuts off the part where he says except the Nazis, and they go on and on about good guys on both sides. He said Biden actually did it. Biden said last week he doesn't really like the pro-Palestinians, the supporters, or the pro-Israeli supporters. He actually made pro-Israeli supporters equal to pro-Palestinian supporters. Yeah, how could he do that?
He can do it because they have gotten, as Bannon has pointed out, they've gotten that much further since 1968. They control our media. So we want to say, are we a communist country? I don't know. There may be a freer press in Russia right now. Hmm. There might be. They're on top of everything to cancel us, go after us. The government doesn't have to enter into it. They'll just do it on their own. And the reality is that this is an extremely dangerous group. I did a report on this, 2-3 days ago, and I was on Steve's show yesterday talking about this. These people are showing a level of violence each day. It's like if we had intelligent people running our government, they're signaling they're going to start a very, very big violent movement all over the country, just like they did in 2020, except maybe a hell of a lot bigger. In 2020, it began with a couple of protests against George Floyd, and 2 days later, it became a burning riot with ridiculous CNN people telling you it was peaceful, with buildings burning down right in back of them. This is what's going on here. It's funded by the same guys, George Soros. The big article about, George Soros calls the anti-Semitic. If you call him a name, you're anti-Semitic. No, just the reality. If you don't condemn him, you're anti-Semitic. Because none of you said whether you're Jewish or not kill Jews. He did. So when you got a guy like that who's running the thing, funding it, funding Biden, biggest funder of the DAs that let you go free. I mean, they're doing it in places where nobody's going to put them in prison.
No.
What's Bragg done about this?
Nothing.
Prosecutor Trump.
Nothing.
Nothing.
You know, you mentioned Bragg. We only have about 60 seconds to go. It's been an amazing conversation, Rudy, but I keep posing this to all my guests. You know, hey, Rudy, if these were Ku Klux Klan members on the lawn at Columbia University and they were protesting black people, you think Eric Adams would be there today?
Of course he would be.
Yeah.
And so would I, and so he should be. But he should be for this, too. And the reality is, Bragg is a criminal. Look, not only haven't they proven a crime in the case, they haven't charged him with a crime yet, as far as I'm concerned.
Nope.
I'm sorry Alan didn't mention that. There's no crime charge in the case against Donald Trump. Tell me the felony that he committed. Oh, maybe this one, maybe that one, maybe this one. My goodness, you don't even do that in Soviet Russia. You gotta at least come up with a make believe crime. They don't even charge a crime.
I know.
The chief judge of New York, who, by the way, fixed the Weinstein case, if you ever want to talk about that, in a way that's the most disgusting I've ever seen. It's so obvious. It's crying out for somebody doing something about it. This guy could step in immediately and just take that guy out of the case.
Urshan, right.
Yeah, for the purpose of restoring whatever integrity the New York Supreme Court has left.
Not much.
For 150 years of being crooks. Yeah, I mean, they go right back to Boss Tweed, and there have been a couple of interruptions. And sure as hell is it now. When you hear the word New York State Supreme Court Justice, hey, guys, I know you got a couple of my cases. I think you're a bunch of crooks. And the hardest thing for me to do is to stand up when you come in dressed in your little dresses.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Rudy, I got to tell you, in the last 30 seconds, it was great seeing you at that event, the Met Club Gala on Friday night, and your guy Bernie Kerik and everybody. Wasn't that great?
Yeah, and our friend Greg got what he deserved. His dad telling us what a great kid he is.
That was great.
What am I saying, kid?
Yeah.
To me, he's a kid. He's half my age. He reminds me of Andrew, and I told that to his father. You know, we're so lucky. We are so damn lucky. Man, I got up a couple times and gave Andrew awards, and I liked it better than any award I ever got.
Mm-hmm. I know. I miss my dad so much these days. But, man, it was tough sitting in that room looking at Rudy Giuliani to my left and Ray Kelly to my right, just a reminder of how great this city was and how when great leaders, and you two are both great men and great leaders, take their job seriously and fight, we can win. Now we got a bunch of pussies and we lose every day. Every day, Rudy.
We're two old men, and I think in about 3 months we could straighten it all out if you just put us there.
Hey, I love you. This was great as always, Rudy. Thank you so much.
All right. Sid, I got your shirt on.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, it doesn't fit.
Oh, damn it.
We're all getting fat.
Hey, it doesn't matter. Hey, tell Teddy to send me a picture, okay?
Yeah, I'm going to send you a picture, then you're going to send me a bigger shirt.
Okay. Rudy, I love you. Thank you so much.
You know I love you. And every time I see you, I feel happier.
Me too.
And I feel more confident.
Oh,
how do you like
thank
that?
You. Thank you, buddy. That means a lot to me. I love you so much. Thank you. I gave Rudy that shirt, actually. It was such a fun day. I went to his condo down in Florida because I had a couple-hour break between having lunch with Trump at his golf course and the gala that night at Mar-a-Lago. So I went back to Rudy's condo, and Teddy was there, Maria, Andrew, and Z, and little Gracie. And I went swimming in Rudy's pool and got dressed at his house, and I left him a shirt. It was a great time. Rudy Giuliani, a great mayor, and I must say, a very, very good host. When you go to his place, Rudy does a very good job. I love you, Rudy Giuliani.